That's us. It's 8:38 there. So two guys in Nova Scotia must have been planning a tremendous party. CNews says when police got a tip that a 53-foot tractor trailer full of liquor had gone missing.
Oh my gosh. <laughs> Yeah.
Those crazy Canadians.
Yep, didn't take it lightly. A Royal Canadian Mounted Police chopper sprang into action along with two police dogs on the ground. Well, okay, the chopper I get, it can go faster than an 18-wheeler. The dogs, not so much. The 20-something suspects, I think they mean 20-year-old, not
20 of them hijacked the truck.
Exactly. Suspects were found a short time later. Making a run for it, police uncovered a total of $200,000 worth of booze in the trailer. Still trying to figure out exactly what the culprits were planning to do with it.
Well, duh.
What do you think? Yeah,
I'm thinking that they're going to drink a little and sell a lot, but could be wrong. So now, apparently the test run has gone just fine in Korea. In Suwon, South Korea, Rodan's thinker is pondering even harder than usual as he sits astride a toilet at what has been dubbed the world's first theme park dedicated to the humble restroom.
Oh.
And Rodan's on the commode.
At a monument to one South Korean man's vision. The park, which is located an hour outside of Seoul in the city which is the home of Samsung Electronics, it centers around the toilet-shaped museum building that was once the home of Sim Brown. It was the founder and first president of the World Toilet Association.
I don't know why that's still funny,
but
it is.
I know, it is. I know. Anyway, legend has it that Sim, we'll just call him by his first name, a former mayor of that city who made his fortune with a metal products business was dubbed Mr. Toilet and was born in his impoverished grandmother's outhouse.
Oh.
Well, okay. Before his house was donated to the city, visitors could book it for an overnight stay at a cost of $50,000 a night. The charge to raise money for the toilet building charity. There were no takers. Other exhibits at the park will be Korean traditional squat toilets, bedpans from Europe, and Marcel Duchamp's sculpture Fountain, which is a porcelain urinal.
I smell a field trip.
Have fun.
Smell a field trip, do you? Okay. Let us know.
If anyone would go there, it would be the Infomaniacs.
Oh, you know it. Okay, well, we'll... You can... I tell you what, you can float that one with Ben, so to speak.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be our interpreter.
So, kind of an interesting story. You know, I used to
Wait a minute. You speak Korean, too?
Well, not fluently. I used to know a couple phrases and stuff.
That's not speaking Korean.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I know
a couple
of words in Spanish that would get us kicked off the radio.
I was going to say, you bet you can't say it here, right?
Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, but anyhow. So
I could learn. I'm good with learning from tapes.
There you go. The So, long time ago, I used to watch this show called Two and a Half Men. It was a funny show.
It was really funny when it started.
And it just got filthy.
Just
did. That's all there is to it. Well, the half actor of Two and a Half Men, that's Angus Jones, has grown up. He's 19 years old. He has now condemned the show as filth and has urged people to stop watching it in a testimonial video for his Forerunner Christian Church.
I got it right here.
Yeah, yeah. The church is affiliated with the Seventh-day Adventists. Could put his job in jeopardy, I'm thinking, huh? Because, you know, Chuck Lorre replaced Charlie Sheen pretty quickly. So how long? It says the good stuff starts at about 7 minutes and 30 seconds in, if you've got the video there.
I'm pulling it up. Hang on a second.
Okay. And anyway, so Jones is speaking out at the age of 19, and, you know, he's been on the show since it started, so I guess he's got a pretty good chunk of change in the bank, but decided to put the video together for his Forerunner Christian Church. To see,
it's still loading at the speed of smell.
Well, I know, so. I know. It's amazing. It's a radio station, and sometimes the internet is just. All right.
Well, the question is, how does his contract work? Is he able to just quit?
Well, I think they may not give him that option. Yeah. No, I mean
they may free up his possibilities.
Yeah, they may free up his options. Yeah. The thing is, they normally they sign for more than a year.
Yeah.
Usually.
So if you've signed to something and then.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, if he's up to here with the idea of the quality of the programming, then he certainly has the right to speak his mind.
All right, hang on just a second. I think this may be it.
To start going to, and because I went to a Christian school, I had a lot of people whose families went to church every Sunday, so every Sunday I was going to like 3 or 4 churches, and I was just looking for the right church. You know, I heard some...
I apologize. That was a portion of the video that I had seen earlier in the day, and I thought that was the right part.
Basically, what he is saying is, he says 2.5 men is filth, he says he is not... He said, I play Jake. Jake is a non-existent character. If you watch 2.5 men, please stop watching 2.5 men. I'm on 2.5 men, and I don't want to be on it. Stop filling your head with filth. Please, people, it's just entertainment. It's do some research on the effects of television on your brain. It's bad news. It's bad news.
Specifically, he said he wanted to get out with a downward trend, which included drug use and speeding tickets. The drug use, he was dropping acid and smoking pot.
Wow.
And he's like 18.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Angus Jones standing up saying, don't watch this show anymore. So we'll see how that
works. So as opposed
to
turning into Drew Barrymore, he cleaned himself up ahead of time.
Good for him. Yeah, that's good. Good. Or Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Tom Cruise will premiere his next action film, Jack Reacher, in Pittsburgh. Wow. Who knew? The movie, which is based on the Lee Child book series, if you've read any of those, starts December the 15th. And Dark Knight was shot. Part of that was shot in Pittsburgh, and they had a screening there, but they didn't have the official premiere. So the premiere comes to the big city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good for them. And even though he's got a zillion bucks, Steven Spielberg says he never got the one thing that he always wanted, and that was a James Bond movie. He tells the London Daily News, I went to Cubby Broccoli, and I asked if I could do one, and he said no.
Well, his life isn't over.
Well, that's, yeah. He said, instead, I made the Indiana Jones series, which worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that...
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to do something else...
Yeah, as a fallback position, it's not bad.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcex has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcex Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, is this Sunday at 2. Come rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of the Christmas holiday season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries, then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive and turns north onto Texas Avenue. Kids, bring your Santa letters and give them to Santa himself. The 86th annual Christmas Parade, Lone Star Christmas, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
There you go. This Friday and Saturday, the city of College Station is having its new holiday tradition. It's called Christmas at the Creek, and that's Wolf Pen Creek. 4 nights, family fun. It's free. It's this Friday and Saturday, and the next Friday and Saturday. That'll be December 7th and 8th. Each night is from 6 until 9 p.m. It's absolutely free. They've got a hayride drop-off and pickup at Post Oak Mall at the Arts Center and the Colgate Drive entrance of Wolf Pen Creek. There's free parking, obviously, at Post Oak Mall. But each night, there's something different there for you, and you can go to a website and see what the entertainment schedule is each night. On Saturday, it's Santa's Texas Vacation Celebration, which is a musical, by the way, which is a brief local produced musical, which is kind of cool. So you can do that. Also, if you're a little bit hungry, Chef Tay will be out there. Also, the Southern Comfort Road Trip and Cake Junkie with their mobile food wagons. There'll be a live nativity scene and hay rides and petting zoo and all that. And you're going, well, but you know what? I used to do this thing where we'd go through Central Park. Well, you know, you can still do that. If you grew up with Christmas in the park, that celebration continues. You can take your family through a stroll through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park, or you can drive through there if you want to. They've still got some lights over there, too, including the great big tree, the Tower of Power. So a couple of things for you. It's Christmas at the Creek. That's the focal point of it. And then if you remember the days when you do Christmas at the park, then you can do that too at Stephen C. Beachy Park. All the information at the website, which is cstx.gov/Christmas.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so, oh gosh, we've at least been in the car when somebody wanted to moon somebody else, right?
Oh, did you know that that's a felony? Or, I mean, it's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
I was sort of surprised when I found that out.
Well, what would you think? I mean, there's not like you're going to get a slap on the butt. It is that they are going to punish you in some way.
But, you will if you're in high school.
Yeah, there you go. So we know what that is. We know the concept.
Sure.
A lady in Sweden was knocked off her bicycle by someone who was mooning her.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
I mean,
that's a big tookus.
It is. And you're dangerously close anyway. But Pernilla Nordquist was riding home Saturday night when somebody's naked butt suddenly jutted out of the window of a passing car. The 22-year-old cyclist says she was knocked off her bike and went flying through the air. Witnesses said it looked like the assailant was trying to moon the lady, but got too close. Well, I'm thinking she didn't get hit by the butt. She might have gotten hit by the vehicle.
I don't have much patience for mooners or streakers.
Happen a lot?
You read my mind.
Asking, you know.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. Okay. It's just dumb.
Well, I agree. Well, it's just... Going to put a sign in your yard or something? Don't streak here. Anyway, she's TNR at a hospital. Missed a day at work. She'll be all right.
Good grief.
Hey, I got a crazy in Florida.
Of course. What is it?
A lady got all stabby when they were trying to figure out exactly where the relationship was going.
Okay.
Couple met, decided they were going to go out for a few drinks, went back to her place. Yeah. Everything was fine. She said, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I'm your girlfriend. He said, no, you're not my girlfriend. And then she became all stabby.
Well, he shouldn't have said that at her place.
Yeah.
She became all stabby, went to the kitchen,
really?
Grabbed a knife.
Really?
Good for her.
Punched him.
Good for her.
He wrestled the knife away.
Good.
Got her out of her apartment and locked the door.
Huh.
She smashed the windows out of his car with a large rock. Now she's been arrested for aggravated assault and battery. Also arrested 3 months ago for drunken disorderly.
Oh, she's a Girl Scout.
She's a class act.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, didn't know the reaction would be that strong. So.
Guys, you need to have a little tact when you tell us these things.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so a big bounce house makes your child's birthday party really, really special, right? You know, okay. New study now from Pediatrics found... In 2010, 31 children were treated each day in U.S. America emergency departments for inflatable bouncer-related injuries. That, by the author's calculations, equals a child every 46 minutes. So, settle down, watch a network TV drama about without commercials, and by the time you're done, another kid would probably have gotten hurt in a bounce house.
Wondering if the kids were supervised.
Again, most common form of bouncer injuries, fractures and strains or sprains. Injuries are most commonly caused by falls.
Well, it was the same thing. Remember when they got the trampolines became really popular?
Yeah, yeah. And then you got to put this little net around them,
right.
Screen around them and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they don't know why the increase in injuries. Well, because they got emergency rooms and the parents have insurance, I guess. I'm not sure. Or kids aren't paying attention. Could it be that? Oh, no. Wait, the kids are being kids and the parents aren't paying attention.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, I'm going to get a drink. You guys have a good time out here. See how that works out for you. All right, now stressing about gifts to give everybody on your holiday shopping list. How about this? Try a charitable donation instead. A survey found almost half of Americans are likely to ask for or give a donation instead of a traditional gift. So... how should you know if your potential recipient would prefer a donation to their favorite charity over a gift? Why don't you ask? If the intended recipient already gives to or volunteers for a certain charity on a frequent basis, then it might be fun to go ahead and wait and surprise them with a donation to that charity. How much did you give? Average donation this holiday season is going to be around $50. But as always, with charities, do your homework. Check out the charity. See if they're accomplishing good things. You can check on the charity's website, or they've got watchdog sites that are out there too. CharityNavigator.org is one of them, if you want to do that. And by the way, if you have no spare change, that's no excuse, because the Salvation Army, they're out ringing the bells now. They accept cashless stuff now. You know, they've gone cashless.
Can I ask a very just rude question about that?
Sure.
If somebody did that, could you write it off?
If you could write off what?
Like, if I made a donation for you to the Salvation Army in your name, can you, then Scott, write it off?
Oh, no. You write it off. No, you get the write-off.
Why? Because if it's in your name.
Yeah, but it was your money. It was your money.
Okay.
I'm not a CPA and don't play one on the radio, but that's...
I was just curious. I'd always wondered about that.
Yep, believe that's how it works. All right, 7 till.
You have the best smile. Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that. But you're the one doing the smiling. It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
And as a customer, that's what you're looking for. I think it's someone that you can trust, that stands by their word. People feel good about the product they get. They feel great about the service they get. And so they get ready to go again. They don't look anywhere else. Before you settle on the price, what you ought to do is go look around. Just go in and give John and his people a shot at it and see if they can beat the price.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
It's a completely new, uplifting publication that's written and published right here in Bryan College Station. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is a non-denominational Christian media outlet and the newest addition to Bryan Broadcasting Publications' family of magazines. In Peace, Brazos Christian Life, you'll discover local, family-friendly entertainment, learn about community church events, and read of the trials and triumphs of your neighbors. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is free and available at locations throughout BCS. Or request your copy at peace107.com.
Hey, about 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, tree contractor named Leslie Branch. Facing misdemeanor charges for botching up a tree cutting job in New York, Leslie had been hired by the homeowner to remove a backyard tree that had been leaning for years. Well, in the process, a rather large limb fell on the roof of the house, slid onto the roadway, blocking the sidewalk and three of four lanes in the adjacent roadway.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice. Nice. Nobody hurt. No vehicles hit. Branch, the contractor, charged with reckless endangerment for failing to secure the limb and misjudging the direction it would fall.
Arresting officer was John Cutter.
Something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd like to be there. Well, I didn't know it was going to fall that way. Okay. Exciting political news from Moscow.
Yeah?
Svetlana Panova, the woman who predicted that lizards from the planet of Nuburi would visit Earth, has registered a political party called Volya, Will, in Russian. The party's website claims that the West is at war with Russia. She says there is an unannounced war against our country. It is carefully hidden by the mass propaganda. She believes there is a world government that claims the World Trade Organization is making everybody eat genetically modified food.
What's her last name?
Her last name is...
How do you spell it?
Panova, P-E-U-N-O-V-A, Svetlana. The party only managed to register after the procedures for registering parties was eased up by
I got to see this person.
Yeah, and again, remember, it's the giant lizards from the planet Nibiru who are visiting Earth.
Well, what are the lizards going to do?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, they could be
eat
happy
your face off.
They could be happy lizards. It could, you know, you may be able to feed them with Velveeta. I'm not sure. Anyway, Colorado fireman has freed a woman from a shallow kid's swimming pool after her belly button ring became entangled in the drain.
Oh my gosh!
Ow. 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 That just kind of hurt.
Get that mental picture in your head.
Yeah, I just, no, I don't want to.
Man.
Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, boy, they're going to have an after-hours club at some Applebee's. After-hours club at some Applebee's. I mean, like karaoke and dance music and half-price appetizers. Boy, it'll smell good in there. That'll be great. I tell you, what they're doing is they're very interesting. They'll stay open until, you know, 2 in the morning. What they do is on their sign, they turn off the apple part of it, and it's just called Bees.
What?
Yeah, that's it, really. It's the night of their concept in about 100 locations starting late this past summer. About half of them are in Central Florida. I don't know what that means. Yeah, bunch of old people getting together to do karaoke. Make the print bigger. I can't read it. All right.
Turn it up.
All right. On this date in history, in 1889, Curtis P. Brady received the first patent for the first permit to drive an automobile in 1889.